This is Meredith Howard Harlett broadcasting to you direct from the Adams Hotel here in Phoenix. Arizona's been proud to have 16 distinguished members of Congress visit our state, and this may well be a turning point in the history of Arizona. We sincerely hope that sufficient interest has been generated to obtain the vital water necessary to the economy of our state. We are particularly favored today to have with us several of these representatives in the U.S. Congress who've been making a study not only of our water needs, but in addition to water, another one of the state's most important economic phases, and that is our mining industry. Several of these distinguished congressional members have remained here for this specific purpose to hold hearings on the mining problems of the nation, and more specifically, on the mining problems of Arizona. It is indeed my extreme pleasure to present to our radio audience at this time our home Congressman Porky Patton. And Porky, we're delighted to have you home with us.
Well, Meredith, I'm very glad to be here, and thank you very much. I appreciate very much the fact that Congressman Baring from Nevada and Congressman Dewart of Montana had the time and the interest to come down here and hear the small miners' problem, and we've had hearings on that, and it's been vital. It is the economy of Arizona as much as our water problem is, and we have both.
Congressman Baring, as the chairman of the meeting today, we have so many people here visiting in our state. Just what is your district in the state of Nevada? Would you tell our listeners?
I am representative at large of the state of Nevada.
And Congressman Dewart from Montana, what is your district there?
I have the eastern two-thirds of Montana, roughly from the top of the Rocky Mountains to the Dakota line.
The eastern two-thirds, that's very interesting. And of course, Montana, Nevada, and Arizona have many common interests. Perhaps, Mr. Chairman, Congressman Baring, you tell us some of the problems of the small mine owners. Do they need subsidies? Is it loans? Or just what are some of their problems?
Well, I would say that I am not in favor of subsidies in general, but in view of the present critical national situation, I believe that we must help the small mines and the marginal mines to get started. We do need the metal, and we need it fast.
Congressman Dewart, what kind of a program is Congress going to set up for the small miners? Could you tell us
briefly? We have two or three different programs in mind. We hope to give them some help in the tax and the revision of the federal tax laws, and we hope to do something with the mine incentive bill. And we also hope to help them sell their minerals to the stockpile through the munitions board. The three programs go together. There is one more that should be mentioned, perhaps the acquiring of uranium ores by the Atomic Energy Commission, giving a total of four different opportunities to dispose of the different kinds of ores.
You have mentioned tariff. How about the removal of the tariff on copper? Has it been removed? Is it going to be?
The tariff has not been removed. The bill to remove the tariff on copper was reported out of the Ways and Means Committee last week.
Is there a serious shortage, Congressman Baring, would you say, a very serious shortage of strategic metals?
Yes, I would say that there is an extreme critical shortage.
And Congressman Patton, what are the specific ores we have right here in our own state?
Well, I mean, we have no problem right now, and what we have finally agreed to and what came out of committee last Friday, the Ways and Means, was a 24 cent floor on copper, and if it ever goes below that, then we're in trouble. But as long as it's above that, all of our domestic production will be taken up by the companies that use copper, and so we have no problem. And that's the amendment to the bill that we had up, and I think it's very well taken care of, and I think nobody is unhappy about it, including either the producers of copper or the fabricators.
Congressman Baring, will there be additional hearings when you return to Washington in the Capitol?
We have several demands that we hold hearings in the state of Idaho, Joplin, Missouri, Butte, Montana, and even in Seattle.
Perhaps Congressman Dewart could tell us, what can we, the average citizen, do to help?
I think we're having a demonstration today at this meeting of how we can help. Largely, it's a question of not understanding how to get the applications in, the form those applications should take, and the processes they should go through in order to take advantage of the present laws and perhaps the new law that we will pass in order to get money to help them in the production of new ores and critical materials.
Mr. Congressman, you mentioned stockpiling a moment ago. Could you go into that a little further, perhaps?
Several years ago, we passed what was known as Law 520, Public Law 520, under which the Munition Board is permitted to acquire strategic materials, either in this country or abroad. Unfortunately, there was a Buy America clause in that, but unfortunately, it has largely been ignored. And we have been acquiring these strategic minerals abroad instead of developing our own resources here in this country. And all of us have resisted that program and in the hopes that it could be used more effectively in developing our own natural resources instead of sending so much of that money abroad.
And Congressman Baring, what would you say we might do to bring about greater stimulation in the United States and more specifically in our state of Arizona?
In regard to production?
Yes, in regard to production.
Well, I believe definitely we have to have this exploration program. From the small mines, we get large mines. And I believe that we are on the right track. We're getting nice testimony here today from the men in the field. And that's what we want, to take back to Washington with us.
I see we have a very well-known man here, Mr. Charlie Willis. Won't you be kind enough to say hello to our radio audience and give us a word about this very fine hearing we have this morning?
Well, we're mighty pleased that this committee chose Phoenix for one of its early hearings. And we have a very big crowd here that have come here from all over the state to tell some of their problems in trying to get into action on producing the strategic minerals that are necessary. We feel that the country should be self-sustaining insofar as its minerals and metals are concerned, if we're going to have a proper defense program, and we know that we can. And all we're asking of Congress is that we be treated as well as they're treating the foreign countries.
Thank you very much, Mr. Willis, the Executive Secretary of the Small Mine Owners Association here in Arizona, of which I'm happy to say that I am, too, a member. I wonder if one of the distinguished congressmen would care to commit himself about the development of the Colorado River, and particularly the Central Arizona Project right here in Arizona. I recall Congressman Baring saying last evening that it certainly was no fighter nor feud, that Congress and these particular members are anxious to have a very fair deal. Congressman Duart, won't you just say a word, perhaps, about this?
This project has been before our committee for 3 or 4 years, and we are now drawing the hearings to a close, but before we did draw them to a close, we felt a trip out into this area where we could see the situation that faces you people in this drought area at the present time would help us in making the final decisions that are necessary in regard to this legislation. I can understand that it's important to you. We as members of Congress have to weigh it in relation to the whole country, and we will do that when we return to Washington.
Do you think this emergency will perhaps freeze these irrigation projects or not? Or will that, of course, stimulate them?
The appropriations for irrigation and reclamation over the whole United States have been cut materially in the bill that is now before the Congress. There will not be as much money available next year for irrigation and reclamation as there has been in the past.
Perhaps Congressman Patton will just say a word about the Colorado River and its
Arizona
project.
We're very fortunate to have all these congressmen out here. Particularly, I'm grateful to Congressman Baring of Nevada and Congressman Duart of Montana, who are here presently, because we have a mining interest as well as a water interest. But all of the other congressmen, Congressman Bowe, Congressman Wharton of New York, all of the members of the Public Lands Committee were out here. We had a very fine trip around the San Carlos Indian Reservation and the Coolidge-Casa Grande area yesterday. I think if they're honest people, and I'm sure they are, that we have convinced them that we need water, and I'm sure that is true.
We are honored indeed to have had the distinguished members of the Interior and Insular Affairs Committee of Congress to have been our guests here in the state of Arizona. We hope, Congressman Baring, that you will come back and be with us soon again, and that you've seen enough of our state that you will want to come back and perhaps even establish a winter home as good as Nevada is.
Thank you. I'm sure I'm very much impressed with your state.
And Congressman Duart, we certainly keenly anticipate having you with us soon again, perhaps to look further into our Central Arizona project.
And also into your Indian problems, in which I am very much interested. You have 17 tribes of Indians in this state, and they have problems that are distinctive and exceedingly interesting. And during my trip here this time and on other occasions, I've visited these tribes, met with the different groups, and we hope to lend them some real aid in developing their resources and helping them to become the equal of whites as citizens of our great country.
How perfectly magnificent. Were you by any chance at Oribe on the Indian reservation there?
Not at Oribe. We were up in the Navajo on the Hopi, We were over to the Colorado River Indian Reservation, and we met with two or three groups here in Phoenix yesterday.
It seems very apropos that I should mention your former colleague, my husband Dick Harless, did secure the vote for the American Indian, did he not?
That's true. Am I aware? I think they appreciate it very much.
As Congressman Patton, I would like to say that I'm very pleased to follow in his footsteps, and I'm glad that he decided not to run for Congress again.
Well, may I say that Dick is the director of the Atlantic Union Committee in Washington, and we spend a great deal of time there and keenly look forward to seeing each of you gentlemen in Washington, D.C., Congressman Baring, Congressman Duart, and Congressman Patton. Thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you very much. We're very happy to be here. Look forward to being in Phoenix again.
And we look forward to seeing you back here in Arizona, too, which we hope that you will visit in the not-too-distant future.
Thank
Good afternoon.
You.